That's
what it was. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome in. My name is March Freeman. I'm a student. I'm a sophomore at the University of Houston. And this is going to be a podcast about like student issues, student news, everything and anything relevant to the college life, what we care about, what we think about. I have a very special guest here today, a fellow student. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Mia Gutierrez. I am also a sophomore at the University of Houston. I'm majoring in media production, and my good friend March here has invited me to be here today. Very yes. excited.
We're both communications majors.
Yes. So
we have some shared ground to talk about, mm-hmm. I'd say. But for today's podcast, I did a little research to give us, you know, like a bouncing board to talk off to get into it.
Should I be scared?
Huh?
Should I be scared? I haven't done research.
No. I just went to the Reddit, the university, the Reddit for the University of Houston, and I just looked over like the top posts, like the most upvoted posts. What are people talking about? What are University of Houston students interested in, concerned about? And I found like number one, like the biggest post I saw, why is making friends so hard?
Start
of the semester, we have like the biggest freshman class coming in. People are scared. People are lonely. Why do you think that it's hard to make friends at a college level?
At a college level, I feel like it's harder to make friends mostly. Like you think with more people, it'd be a little bit easier because there's more diversity, more people to get to know. And you get to choose your own classes. So like in choosing your own classes, you think like, oh, well, like maybe I'll meet someone with like common interests since mm-hmm. we're taking the same class. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all.
Well, you and I, we didn't even meet in college. We knew each other from high school. So
this is true.
Like the only reason that I have friends is because I knew someone from high school.
We're very fortunate, I'd say.
Well, like I don't even know how you make friends in college because I cheated. I used my friends from high school.
Okay, well, I recently made a friend in one of my classes, and it happened like the first day, literally the first day of class. And that's when that's like when you have to make like the money moves.
Because
everyone is running late. No one knows where their class is. Unless you do, then you're on top of your game. I didn't know where my class was. I was in the building, but I did not think ahead and like, oh, I have to find the classroom. So that was my first question. Yeah. But I was looking around and I was like bouncing between like this one building and I'm like, I can't find my classroom. There's this girl who was also with me. And then we were just kind of like going back and forth together. And so I'm just like, okay, like maybe there's
we're both lost. We're both stupid. Like
yeah. So I'm just like, are you looking for? And then I said the class and she's just like, yeah. And I'm just like, we're in this together, sister.
Okay.
And then we get into the class, we sit down, and then I don't really talk to her that much. Class ends, I'm just like, oh, like, I'm Mia, and her name was Julia, and I'm just like, oh, well, it was nice seeing you. At this point, I was just like, oh, okay, it's just like a friendly person. We get up, we leave. We're going the exact same direction again. And like, it felt like we were both kind of like side-eyeing each other. And I'm just like, yeah, like I'll just make conversation at this point. And now we're like friends.
Okay. So do you guys have each other's Instagram? And like, what do you mean friends?
Yes, we have each other's Instagram and then we talk. And I sent her a link to something that I want her and me to do. So
oh, okay. So you guys are your lovers at this point. Like,
no. But I think it's very hard just because, like, I think our generation, it's very hard for us to socialize. Like, it's easier. I feel bad for, like, not bad, but it feels like a scapegoat to blame it on, like, technology or social media. But that's kind of do what I feel like. Because, like, the internet, it's so much easier, and it's really non-confrontational because you're not seeing them in person. Like, there's no risk, really. So, like, we've just kind of, like, substituted, like, in person, which is, like, really scary because it kind of is, for, like, online.
Well, what advice would you give this large freshman class to answer Reddit user's question, how do you make friends at this stage of the semester? What should you do?
Freshman year, I'd say, is probably the easiest way to make friends because you're all new and everyone's asking each other the same old questions. Oh, what's your major? What year are you in? Where are you from? Are you dorming? Like, it's still all fresh in you and you haven't gotten sick of those questions yet. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just having the confidence to pursue someone you're interested in or that you think is cool.
Okay.
Basically, what I've done is I came up with, like, a fake persona.
So you can have, like, a pickup artist persona, like.
Well, I just have, like, because I'm very introverted, so I'm just like, okay, I need to come up with, like, it's like I'm playing a character or, like, I'm acting, and I'm just like, okay, these are the attributes they have. It's like I'm a video game character. I'm like, well, this is the goal for today.
This is sociopathy that you're describing.
No, but, like, it helps. Stop.
Be someone else. Do not be yourself.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm still myself.
No, I get it. I'm just basically just be, like, the most extroverted version of yourself. Face people down.
Mm-hmm.
Be a go-getter. Okay. That sounds really easy to do.
It's not.
Or every little scared freshman can just go and do that. But anyways, moving on, something I wanted to ask you about, because I know I've been wondering about this for a while, and I know you have some insider point of view, and this is kind of relevant because we are communications majors, and, you know, this is a podcast about, you know, news and journalism and what's going on, and a big thing people talk about on Reddit is what clubs and organizations can you join? And I know that you have an experience with the club or an organization on school. And I'd like, just like, tell me about that.
Yes. So freshman year, it was me, you, Dante, and Allie. And we were going on, like, a spree of going to all these different first club meetings. And so one of them was UHVSA, which all three of y'all joined, but I was just like, no, thank you. So I don't really have experience with that one. The other one was Coug Radio, which you were really interested in, but we all decided it wasn't cool enough. So we were just like, meh. And then there was Coug TV, which I actually joined. And that was interesting, to say the least. In the end, I did not
get into it. What are the juicy details of what went down?
The juicy details of Coug TV?
Yes. So, like, you joined.
Okay. So I joined, and then I went to – then. So they have different branches in Coug TV. And so it's, like, entertainment – news, sports, and then, like, media narrative kind of stuff. And so I was really interested in, like, the media narrative kind of stuff. And within that branch, they have, like, two different branches, or three different branches. One was, like, a comedy skit kind of thing. The other was, like, more narrative short movie kind of stuff. And then the other one was like documentary.
Yeah.
And so within those three, I was put in the documentary, which I kind of wanted. And then it was apply for like a leadership position. And so I went into that thinking like, okay, like how at the time, because this was a while ago, this was like a year ago. So I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but at the time I believe they advertised it as like, you apply for a leadership position and then you can have the position of either like pre-production, during production, or post-production. And I wanted post-production because I was really into film editing. And they had like been talking about how a lot of people didn't know how to use Premiere Pro, but I knew how to use Premiere Pro. And like, I was looking to like practice my film editing skills. So I was just like, yeah, let's do it. I want the post-production leadership position. And so then I got it. I got the leadership position and they put me in for like the documentary. And then they're just like, actually, like, we just have, like, we're not going to have specific assigned jobs. You're just going to kind of be in charge of, like, the entirety of, like, the documentary side. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I'm, like, a producer, director, everything kind of.
Really? So they've just assigned you to do everything?
Yes, for like that. Well, I mean, like, we obviously had like a branch leader, and so they were supposed to help us. But funny enough, there was a branch leader missing, and I think it was actually for my branch.
So is this after you applied to the leadership position? Like,
yes.
Did you have to interview for it?
Yes.
And like, was there other people competing for your position? How was that?
Well, you just interviewed for like a leadership position. And then during the interview, they just be like, okay, so like, what are you interested in? And like, what specific branch do you want to work in? And then you tell them, and they'd be like, okay, like, we'll take that in consideration. Like, if we do decide to choose you, like, we'll let you know. And then we'll call like a meeting and then we'll tell you like what branch you're in. And so then the meeting was called, and then during that meeting, they're just like, okay, so like you, and it was me and this other guy. And they're basically like, all right, you two are in charge of the documentary section.
Okay.
So you need to come up with the ideas and like where to go. And
I was just like, all that? Were you expecting, or were you just expecting to be the person that edited?
I was expecting just to be the person that edited, because that's what I was hoping for. That's what I thought my job was going to be, and that's what I wanted my job to be.
Mm-hmm.
And but then it came. We came up with an idea with the help of like the other team leaders and like the media narrative stuff, and we're just like, okay, like there's like something going on with student housing, so we'll talk about that, and then. The other guy who was with me wasn't really doing anything. So I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I guess it's all up to me. But like I had said in my interview, I had been in AV in middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
But it had never been quite to the extent that what Coug TV does. And then, oh my goodness, it was just a lot to take in, and I had no direction, no clue what I was doing, and I was very overwhelmed. You just
left to your own devices, like thrown to the wolves.
Kind of. And then I do believe I reached out to one of them on Discord, because they used like a Discord server to like do it, and I reached out to one of the team members, or one of like the branch leaders, and asked them a question, and they never got back to me. So that was really sad and unfortunate. It was a lot. I don't want to like shit talk though, because like it just feels like, I don't know.
Well, because I just feel like your experience kind of validates my opinion that like joining a club for me is really daunting and scary, because if I have no experience in certain things, I don't want to be left to my own devices, you know? Like, it's really scary to join a new organization.
Oh, 100%. Well, okay, you see, the difference with that is if you're joining as, like, a new, like, just a group member, mm-hmm. I think it's so much easier, whereas what I did, where I immediately jumped in the deep end and was like, yeah. Okay, I'm going to be a team leader as a freshman first semester.
Yeah.
I thought I could do it, and honestly, I think I probably could if I had a little more help, or if I just had more, if a lot of things
mm-hmm.
happened, or happened or hadn't happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then after that experience, you just, like, what did you do?
Oh, okay. So, and then this is why I don't want to, like, talk bad, because, like, I also did a bad thing. Like, after that, like, I just, my anxiety, because we were supposed to do, like, a film day, right?
Oh.
But I was also, let me give you, like, the bare bones of what happened, okay?
Okay.
We had a meeting, and so the executive producer of, like, all the branches was like, okay, we want this documentary by this date. And so I was just like, okay, heard. Like, it's only like, what, 2-3 weeks? And like, I still have classes and other stuff going on. But I was just like, okay, like, I'm gonna make this work, you know? And so I came up with these film dates. And I'm just like, okay, these are the dates. These are the questions. And it's very like rudimentary stuff. I don't even really know how to like work the cameras. But I'm like, I'm plotting enough time so that like we have volunteers and we meet there, and then we have like an hour to like practice. I'm doing everything I can to like make it good with the time I'm given.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm just like, okay, like the whole thing that was giving me anxiety was meeting the deadline. And so I was just like, okay, even though like this is not optimal, this is how we meet the deadline. This is how we get the shots, get the interviews, and then edit it, and then we'll have a finished video by the date that he wants, right?
Okay.
And so come the day of filming, I oversleep somehow. Something happens, and I completely miss everything, and like one of the branch team leaders calls me, and it was so humiliating, and I was just like,
oh, wait, they called you?
Yes, they called me because I was supposed to be there like to help set up and shoot, because I was like, I had like the questions and like other stuff, and I just completely conked out after an exam, and I meant to set a timer, but I guess I never did, and I just felt so bad, and I was beating myself up for it. I'm just like,
when they called you, what was the conversation like?
They called me, they're just like, hey, like, where are you? Like, we're here right now, like, we're getting ready to leave to like film. And then eventually, like, I felt so bad, because I was just like, oh my god, like, it's my job as team leader, like, I was taking all this on myself, and I was putting so much pressure on myself. And then I literally go in person that same day to like just talk to like one of the team leaders or like one of the branch leaders, just to like profusely apologize in person and just be like, I'm so sorry that happened. Like, mm-hmm. I know we're like a professional, like, this is like a professional environment. Like, there's no excuse for what happened. Like, literally just try to be like, I'm so sorry. And then for like an hour waiting for the branch leader who specifically reached out to me, and then she was there the whole time, I just didn't know. So I waited for like an hour plus, just sitting all by my lonesome, looking pathetic in one of their little lounge chairs, and she was there the entire time.
Wow.
And then the next day I asked the other guy, the other team leader for like documentaries, just like, hey, like I have class, so I'm not going to be there to like the first half. Can you get everyone else to do it? And he said, yes. He's like, yeah, like I'm available during that time. I'm just like, okay. I don't have to worry about it. But in the back of my mind, I was just like, I still have to worry about it, don't I? Before I go to class, I'm texting him. I'm like, hey, like, did you do it? Are you there yet? No response. In class, hey, like, are you there with them? No response. And I'm just like, I'm in class right now. Like, I can't, like, I could skip class, but I like this class and I don't want to skip this class. And it was so much. And literally that entire week, I, like, my eczema, like, was breaking out and it was, the anxiety was so bad, and I felt so bad about showing up the one time I was going to be there. And I was just like, I can't show face ever again. So then I just kind of ghosted them.
Just completely cold turkey.
Yes. And I still also feel bad for that. Because again, like I had responsibilities, but then I shirked them because it was making me.
Well, that was a lot to handle. Freshly going on your own for the first time to college, being given the whole creative direction, coming up with everything, and then having people not respond to you.
Yeah.
And then, so how does that color your view of like the organization itself?
Well, that was last year. And the branch that I was in didn't actually have a team, like a leader. So if I think that was part of the reason why it was so hard for me. Because if I did have a team leader for the branch, then I would go specifically to that person. And that person was specifically focused on like our branch.
Okay.
Whereas if I had a question last year and there wasn't like a leader for the branch, I would have to pick one of the other team leaders, and they're in charge of their own branches and they're doing other stuff. So they have other priorities. And I just really had, I mean, I had people to ask, but I didn't know if they'd have the time to answer.
Okay.
I think hopefully this year it would be different. Because last year, for me at least, my experience is that it was disorganized.
Okay. So you're just, are you never going to show your face there again?
Yes, because I'm so humiliated by the fact that I ghosted them, first of all, shirked my responsibilities, and also that I overslept. Because I think they'll forget that I overslept, but I won't, because I feel so supremely bad about it. I was on the verge of tears while talking to her.
Well, I'm so sorry that you had that experience.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate, because that's a real, I think that maybe you might have to have a redemption arc. You might need to.
I think once everyone, probably next year, like once everyone who is there or like kind of like knew me, during like the whole first semester freshman year, I'll just be like, okay, once they're all gone, I can try again.
Okay. Because like that whole experience would have really put me off joining student organizations, but it's super important to be part of a club, or like, especially for our majors, to have a portfolio, have like a demo reel, have stuff that you've done.
Yeah.
But it's like really daunting and scary, and it feels like there's no structure or support. And obviously we're adults now. We have to take care of ourselves and like be independent and like pave our own path, but it is super daunting, and it's all student ran and it can be a little messy.
But yeah.
I think that was an unfortunate case, but it probably is different. Like,
it's different for everyone, obviously. Yeah. I'm sure some people had some really spectacular had a really spectacular experience last year.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything really from Kook TV. I don't think.
Me either. I mean, I went to their film fest that they had. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Was it?
But in terms of seeing like the videos that they produce for like UH or anything like that.
I think I follow them on Instagram and I see stuff that they do on there, and that's cool. But I'm more interested in joining the Cougar, the newspaper. I think I'm gonna go to their general meeting.
When is that?
The 12th.
Okay.
But also, it's like another thing, like you said, with your experience, managing time is really. You have classes, you have exams, you have to study, I have a job.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to fit in time to also be part of an organization and do stuff for the organization or do anything significant for the organization that's also going to help me and help with my resume? Mm-hmm. Like, do I have the time to do that? Is that possible? Like, I only have 24 hours a day. And if I'm in class for some, like, I don't know, it's really daunting for me. And I know you had a particular experience, but I don't want to be very pessimistic and be like, you can't do it, because people clearly do it. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do they do it?
I'd say like your experience with the Cougar is going to be very different from my first year experience. Cause I did have a lot of time freshman year. Mm-hmm. But again, like going back to the deadline, I was putting so much pressure about making the deadline, which apparently in the end, like the deadline didn't even matter. He forgot about the deadline. But again, like I was putting so much pressure about the deadline that I was forcing the times. I was forcing it rather than like, okay, like this is the day, like this works for everyone, rather than like, I was sacrificing my time to get the end product just because of the deadline. So it's basically just having really good communication. Because if I had known the deadline was a little more loose, I would have stayed on. Like I would have gotten it done and we would have had like actual set dates and learned more about like a bunch of stuff, because there's like so few time. I was just like, okay, I have to get all this done in like mm-hmm. 2 days, and it just wasn't viable. But like if you have open communication and you're just like, okay, like is this deadline flexible? Like can I turn it in late? I have this on this day. It would just be a lot better.
Okay. Very insightful. We're running out of time. It was very good to get your insight from a fellow communications major, sophomore, someone in a similar place that I am in. I think that you had good points. You had very insightful experiences with Coug TV, all that. Thank you for being a guest on this podcast for The March, which is the website that I'm uploading this to. I am March Freeman. Thank you guys for listening.
I thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.